From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half-staff in memory of the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. Mr. Obama declared it an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading the investigation.
Although it's still early in the investigation, we know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
Authorities identified the shooter as 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents. Police say he opened fire inside the Pulse nightclub in downtown Orlando with an automatic assault weapon.
All of a sudden, we heard like boom, boom, and we thought it was like the stereo. We're like, oh my goodness, is something went on with just the music. And after the second shot, there was a pause, and then it just started shooting.
Here's the toll: 50 people dead, 53 wounded. A police SWAT team stormed the club and killed Mateen in a shootout. A bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon on Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's biggest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Beirut's Daily Star newspaper quoted a source saying the bomb weighed about 5 kilograms. It exploded outside a Blom Bank branch in the Verdun neighborhood. An Iraqi general says troops seeking to recapture the Islamic State stronghold of Fallujah have opened a safe corridor that humanitarian workers say has allowed some 4,000 residents to flee the city in the past day. The escape route secured Saturday was hailed by the Norwegian Refugee Council. This is VOA News. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. After the match ended in a 1-1 draw, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee. Martin O'Neill is the coach of the Irish team.
They're something that we thought we might not see for quite some considerable time. I'm just at the start of a tournament again, any part of the tournament, but to start off on that note is... it's unedifying. It's pretty shocking.
After an inquiry into the skirmish, a recommended punishment is to be issued on Tuesday. Violence was also reported this weekend at games in Nice and Lille. The long string of U.S. presidential nominating contests is nearing an end. Democrats will vote Tuesday in the city of Washington, D.C. There are 3,300,000 registered Democrats in the national capital. And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the heavy favorite in the city's primary over her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders says he will meet with Clinton after the primary to decide whether to drop out of the race. Clinton has already gained enough votes at the convention to gain the nomination. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested more than 5,000 criminal suspects in the first of 3 days of a nationwide sweep. Authorities took the action in response to a rash of extremist violence against religious minorities and secular activists. Libya's unity government says it is close to driving Islamic State militants from the city of Sirte. The offensive to take the city has made rapid advances in the past 3 days. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there has been too little contact with authorities in China. The Philippines' outgoing president is cautioning his fellow citizens to be avid about defending their freedoms and democracy. Benigno Aquino warned that President-elect Rodrigo Duterte could take an authoritarian path reminiscent of that of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Duterte takes office on June 30th. Mr. Aquino spoke Sunday on the 118th anniversary of the country's Declaration of Independence from Spanish rule. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.